You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring clinical and forensic psychologist Joni Johnston.
Alec Murdaugh, possibly on his way to a new murder trial, not because he killed other people, but because, well, there might have been jury tampering. And the evidence looks pretty damning. And whether you think Alec Murdaugh is a horrible human being or not, most of us would, at least by the financial crimes and everything that he had done there and has admitted guilt to. If this happens in a courtroom, he is entitled to a new trial. And it's now beginning to go down that road through the courts, appeals and such. We'll see where it all lands. What I want to ask you about, Joni Johnston, is his demeanor in prison. He seems to be like a very happy, easygoing man in jail, almost like a man who thinks, you know what, I'm going to beat this and I'm going to be out of here in a few years. I don't know. He doesn't necessarily, I guess, portray that of a man who, you know, is going to be spending the rest of his life in prison. I don't know if you've noticed that. I'm curious to get your take on his demeanor, his seemingly jovial feeling that we've heard on his phone calls and such, and just where he's at mentally. Is this an example of someone who is also just disconnected because they've dug their hole so deep that it's too painful to even feel the reality of what is surrounding them?
You know, I think a couple of potential scenarios kind of pop up for me. One is, you know, having worked with so many different people who've been incarcerated over the years, I mean, people have different stories about when the reality sets in that this is a permanent thing, or I may never get out of here. And I don't think that realization is immediate, right? I don't think it is for most people. So I think that, you know, and certainly for somebody like Alec Murdaugh, who his entire life has been able to get out of things, basically. Mm-hmm. And have people cover for him. And he spent a lot of time covering for other people in his family, certainly. I think that the reality, I think I would imagine, and I believe that he is still thinking, I'm going to find a way to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And of course, this new trial, I mean, that's pretty good news if it happens, right? Yeah. So I think that there's that part of it that I think is definitely true, that the reality really hasn't sunk into him, that this could be a permanent situation for him. And number two, you know, it's just amazing to me learning about this family and reading about this family and just trying to understand from a psychological standpoint the almost critical nature of image and power and what being a Murdaugh seemed to mean. And, you know, it seemed like, you know, presenting yourself as somebody who was powerful, who was together, not showing any weakness, always being on top of a situation, controlling every situation. I mean, watching him in his testimony in a situation where it would have really been in his best interest to be more humble, you know, to be more even keeled. He couldn't do it. You know, he couldn't do it. And I do think that Alec Murdaugh is so, that image that he is in, you know, kind of has been indoctrinated into him and he has taken on, I think is so ingrained in him. Mm-hmm. I can see him right now being in prison and being the same way, you know, talking to other inmates, kind of becoming a boss, you know, in terms of his influence in prison, you know, being very likable. I mean, you know, I mean, I can just see that happening. Because that's what being a Murdaugh seems to mean.
Are they already playing the game of new trial, if you will, of let's try to influence potential jurors right now, even though we don't know if there will be a trial, but by simply trying to paint Alec in a different light? And it's very difficult to paint Alec in a different light. It's having a big set of black paint and saying, I'm going to make the most colorful portrait anyone's ever seen. And you're like, I got black paint. I don't know how they're going to do it, but is that part of what we're seeing here? Is that part of the strategy of why Alec Murdaugh pled guilty to some of those financial crimes? Granted, there's still about 70, 80 more. We have not heard what he's going to be pleading to or what his plea will be. But in fact, he did plead guilty to several of the crimes. And that's something that certainly came up in court where he even flat out admitted it during his murder trial. And it was very shocking. I think half of the reason he was convicted on this is because everyone just saw him as a horrible human being. But it was right after the shock of learning about him being a horrible human being. Now that's out there in the water and it's already been tainted and we've all seen this. Does that play to Alec's advantage if he does get a new murder trial? Because there won't be these shocks of guilt or these lies that suddenly come to light later. If they can paint a more cohesive picture of him, maybe even completely get these financial crimes out of the murder trial, does that completely change what a possible outcome could be when you don't have the rest of his character on display?
Well, I certainly agree with you, Tony, that, I mean, this case has gotten so much publicity, and just the facts are going to be very difficult, I think, for his defense to overcome. But I would certainly say that I would imagine everything that Alec Murdoch has said publicly, and in particular, his attorneys have said, has been very strategic. Mm-hmm. And so right now, I think they're focused on the message that the criminal justice system isn't fair. Look what happened. There was jury tampering. You know, somebody is trying to capitalize on Alec Murdoch's fame. That wasn't fair to him. I mean, all that, yeah. Right? So I think they've done a very good job. And unfortunately, they had some help, right? In terms of there being some evidence of jurors coming forward and saying this. So I'm not saying they're making this up. I'm just saying they are going to capitalize on that as much as they can. To the extent that they can use any of that to somehow soften or divert some of the things that Alec has done, they're going to be, of course, are going to be doing that.
Sure.
And, you know, would it help him? I mean, I know that the financial crimes, I think, were initially forbidden. And then the defense attorney, I think, unwittingly opened the door during a cross-examination, and they were allowed to come in. Mm-hmm. And so it's very possible that they would be able to get those excluded, you know, in a second trial. Would that change the outcome? It's hard to imagine to me.
Yeah.
That ultimately, that, you know, would it, could you prevent some more mitigating factors? Might it lighten the sentence? I mean, those are, I think, more viable possibilities to me than thinking he could be found innocent at this point.
Would they need to change the story up at all? Like, if they just went in, literally presented the same story they did last time, take the financial things out of it, strictly murder and the accusations there, is that strong enough to convict him a second time? Or are they going to need either more evidence against him, or does Alec need more stories in his own defense, maybe going down some of these roads that I think a lot of us suspect may be reality? If he didn't do it, he certainly likely had some sort of knowledge of who did, just with the fact of his location being there at the time of all these things. The idea of a hit or something of that nature, somebody taking vengeance out on the family, and maybe a threat to more of his family should he, you know, say anything. I don't know. These are just all the things that you run through your mind. Do they need to go down one of those roads? They need to add an extra chapter to the book if they are going to get him off on murder.
Well, I don't know if they need a new chapter. I think they're going to certainly need some. I do not think that Alec Murdoch's testimony helped him at all. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to figure out either how to coach him better, you know, or try to get him to be a different Alec Murdoch on the stand.
Sure.
Or find a way for him not to testify at all, which would be very difficult. I feel like the one piece of evidence that is, I think, really almost insurmountable, and I definitely have heard interviews with jurors who've said this, is the video evidence of Alec Murdoch being there.
Yeah.
After having lied for 20 months and saying he wasn't there. I don't know how you undo that. And so I think, you know, I think there was just enough evidence there that, yeah, I mean, the defense is going to, they'll reevaluate everything. I mean, you have the opportunity. Now they know what the prosecution's presented in the first trial, right? If he gets a second one. So they can look and see what was damning, how to mitigate, you know, how to work around that. But so will the prosecution as well. So it will be a different trial, but it's hard for me to see there being a different outcome.
Well, and to add anything to the story, obviously his credibility is at zero, and I'm sure will stay there. So to add, if they were to add anything in, another chapter or just a couple little new nuances, I think that would also be looked at as, well, why now? Why didn't you come up with this defense, especially if they come up with something completely different for a new trial, if there's allegations of others being involved and, you know, he had no choice, something of that nature.
Yeah.
Again, like, well, why didn't you say that on round one? You would have probably gotten off on it and people would have looked at you as a victim as well. But clearly they never went down those roads.
Exactly. And I wonder, you know, I really do wonder if there hadn't been that video.
Yeah.
If there would have been a different outcome. And it's not hard to imagine there might have been.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly still places him there without a doubt. It's just we still, I mean, it's, I'd say a lot of us are 98, 99% he pulled those triggers, but there's still those little bits where it's like, well, maybe, you know, there's something stranger than reality going on here, but only Alec knows that.
Yeah. And I definitely think no matter what happened, and I do believe that, you know, I do believe if he didn't pull the trigger, which I think he probably did, he mm-hmm. certainly masterminded it. He is the one who knows that.
Yeah. It's up to him if he's ever going to share any of that or just go to his grave with that tragedy.
Yeah. It's hard for me to imagine just given, like I said, that some of the values that have been that are in that family, it's hard for me to imagine him ever admitting guilt. Ever.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.